In verse 1. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Salome, brought spices so they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb. And they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. And as they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side. And they were very alarmed. "Do not be alarmed," he said, "for you are looking for Jesus the Nazarene, who was crucified. Well, he has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. And there you will see him, just as he told you." Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. This is the word of God for the people of God. How many of you know what I'm going to talk about today? Can I have a show of hands? I got one. I got two. Is there any more than that? How many of you don't know what I'm going to talk about? Well, go in peace, and the ones that know what I'm going to talk about, tell the ones who don't know, and we'll be done.
No offering?
Not today. I read a good story that I wanted to use when I first started, when I was writing this, getting ready for this Easter Sunday. And it was about a little boy, and we'll call him David. Him and his grandmother were on a little excursion. They were walking together, and they decided to take a detour, and they went through a graveyard, not unlike the one that's out here. And while they're going through, Grandma's pointing out where all the different tombs are, where all the relatives were living who were buried here. And David, he looks at it, and he says, "Well, Grandma, how come there's 2 days on here, and some of them only have 1 day?" She said, "Well, the 2 days," she says, "one is when a person is born, and the second date's when they died." He says, "Well, what about this 1 day?" He says, "Well, that just tells us when they were born." He says, "Oh, okay," and he let it go at that, and the day goes on, and he finally gets home. And he still got to thinking about it, thinking, "Wow." And when his mother sees him, looks at him, and says, "What are you thinking about?" He says, "Well, you know, me and Grandma went through the graveyard today. I was really surprised to know that there's people buried there that didn't even die." How many of you get confused by all the different way the death and resurrection we read about Easter on Sunday? Anybody else besides me? I mean, we see different accounts and different things seem to be happening. So in order to get the full picture, guess what? We have to read all four of them. Are we up to that today? Are we going to read all four of them this morning? We might be here a little while. But everybody has their favorite. And I think when I thought about it, I thought, well, we probably should either do Matthew or John. That's most people's favorite. Or even in Luke, because Luke, he tells a pretty good story. We talked about it a little bit in Luke this morning in our sunrise service about the two on the road. And that's appropriate because we're going to do communion together today. And probably of all, the least of them that we like that people, that pastors usually use, is Mark, because it gives the fewest details. And it ends kind of curiously. Verse 8, it says, "Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and they fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid." When you left this morning, I'm praying you're not going to go out bewildered and trembling and afraid to speak. But I really got to looking at this and understanding what Mark was trying to tell us. If you'll look at your Bibles, in most of your Bibles, you'll find that what's added, the next, what is it, verses 9 through 20 are added later on. It wasn't in the original writings. It was kind of like somebody wrote an epitaph or an obituary and tacked it onto this gospel when they put it in so people would have an idea of what was going on. Because Mark's gospel is kind of the unfinished one. It's kind of left up in the air. And I kind of like it because it was unfinished. Bonnie and I were watching a movie the other night. A movie I love. I know, Autumn Rush. You ever watched Autumn Rush? It's a good movie. But when it ends, it has a happy ending, but it doesn't give you the rest of the story. And I kind of like that. And I kind of like Mark's gospel because it doesn't give us the rest of the story. But it calls us to come and see, to go and tell the rest of our story. How do we finish the story? How will somebody write in the years to come when you pass, when you're in the graveyard, how are they going to write your epitaph? What's going to tell about your story? How did you handle Easter? Did you leave the services from Easter? When you met Christ, the risen Christ, and you mean, did you just, were afraid? You were just bewildered, amazed, and trembling, and you ran in fear? Or did you go out and tell somebody about what Christ has done for you? Because that's what Easter is all about. You look at all four of the Gospels, and no matter where you look, in every one of them you'll find a place where he said, somebody's saying, come and see. Whether it's the angels saying, come and see. Or if you're Mary Magdalene, and you're going and you're running looking for the disciples, you're saying, come and see. You'll go see. Check it out for yourself. Ask your questions. Too many times in our culture, we don't understand what Easter's really all about, do we? I saw one of them Family Circus cartoons. They had a drawing of the kids. They just found their Easter baskets, and they're full of Easter eggs and colored eggs, and the little girl is looking at her, she's admiring it, and there's a little boy, and he's looking at his sister, he says, so who colored all these eggs? A little girl looks up and says, well, the Easter Bunny. He said, well, who gave us the chocolate rabbits? Well, the Easter Bunny did. He said, well, that is wonderful. He said, there's nothing beyond the Easter Bunny's capabilities. Who made the jelly beans? Well, the Easter Bunny did. So later in the day, they go to church and they're sitting in the pews. And I'm thinking of Kaylee. Sitting in the pews, and the pastor's up there, and he says, and the women asked who rolled the tombstone away. And the little boy, he jumps up in the pew, he says, the Easter Bunny. We get confused of what Easter is really all about. Who's in control? God's in control. Talked about this a few weeks ago. God's in charge. It's his world. And we're here to do his will. Maybe we should leave in bewildered and trembling. But God does want us to leave that way, does he? He wants us to leave joyfully once we come and see and know who he is. He doesn't want us to live in fear. How many times in the Bible we read, fear not? Who knows what the opposite of faith is? It's not unbelief. What's the opposite of faith is fear. We find that so many times in the Bible. To have faith is to be unafraid. It's not the fear. We've seen too much fear in our world today. We need to find faith. And have faith in the same Christ whose resurrection we celebrate today. I know. Every time I think of fearful people, I have to think of how people do things in different neighborhoods. And a lot of times there was this one little town I know, they put on this Good Friday March to the Cross. They had their Good Friday thing. And so they picked out this old burly truck driver. He was a brusque man. And he put on the gown of Jesus, and he's got the cross, and he's dragging the cross. And they're going up the street, and while they're going, they're on the way to Calvary, supposedly. This other guy, he got right into his role, too. He was a centurion. So he was using that his whip, and he was spitting on Jesus and everything else. And Jesus was, truck driver, he was kind of taking it until he couldn't take it any longer. He got looking at the guy, and he says, I'm going to deal with you after the resurrection. He got fear. He let that fear embed in his soul. Too many times that's the way we are. We're afraid if we really accept Jesus, he's going to deal with us after the resurrection. Well, you know what? He is going to deal with us. But he's going to deal with us like he dealt with in life, with love, with truth, with righteousness. Jesus came and he died on the cross so we might have life. So we might have it to the full. That's what it's all about. That's what Easter's all about. It's an unfinished story. You know what the really good news is? He knows each and every one of us by name. And we can go, we can ask our questions. And he encourages to come and see so that we can go tell. In a restaurant, there's a little boy. He's come with his parents and they're sitting there. And he had lots of questions. The waitress comes up to him and looks at him and says, so what would you like, Johnny? And Johnny says, well, I want a grilled cheese sandwich. And the waitress looks at him and says, I'm sorry, we don't have grilled cheese sandwiches. But little Johnny, he had the sense that we don't have most of the time. He looks at her, he says, well, you got a grill, don't you? Oh, she said, yes. He said, you got bread? Well, yeah, we got bread. He says, you got cheese, don't you? Well, yeah, we got cheese. He says, well, I have a grilled cheese sandwich. The waitress, a little dumbfounded and a little surprised. She says, I'll go ask the chef. So she goes back in and she asks the chef. She comes back out. She comes back out and she says, well, the chef has agreed to make you a grilled cheese sandwich. Little Johnny's sitting there, well, that's great. And she says, but I forgot to ask you, what do you like to drink? And he says, I like a milkshake. Well, the waitress, she looks and says, well, I'm sure your parents told you we don't have milkshakes. And yes, before you question me, we do have milk. And we do have ice cream. But we don't have any syrup. And he really looks at her, real concerned. He says, you have a car, don't you? Sometimes we leave Easter feeling like all of our questions were an answer, or the answer we got was not the one we really wanted. Christ loves us. He came to die for us so that we might have life. So it's just not Christ that rose on this day that we celebrate. We need to celebrate our opportunity to rise. I asked Emily to sing with me this morning. If you'd come up, Emily. We're going to sing, I Will Rise. It's how we write our own epitaph, you might say. That's what God wants us to do. He wants us to come and see him, to find him. And once we do, we'll go and tell. I hope I can sing. I got a lozenge in my mouth.
comes out.
If it comes out, just stand aside.
We'll get it later.
Joyce will duck.
Perfect.
There's a peace I've come to know, though my heart and flesh may fail. There's an anchor for my soul, and I can say it is well. So Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won. He is risen from the dead, and I will rise when he calls my name. No more sorrow, no more pain. I will rise on eagle's wings before my God, fall on my knees and rise. I will. How many of us can say, I will rise when we leave here today? Can we go tell what has happened, what Christ has done for you? That's what Easter is all about. Come and see him. Come and find him. He's searching for you. Let yourself be found. Ask your questions. And then go and tell. That's how we move forward this Easter. That's how we move forward this year. Come and see. Go and tell and move forward. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for how you've blessed us. We thank you this Easter for how we've been, so much has been given and so much has been done for us.
Help us to come and to find you, to see you. And when we leave here today, to go and tell, so that others might be able to move forward in their lives to be eternally with us and all. We ask these things and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks, Emily.